So this morning we spoke a little bit about selling. You know, we are marketing and sales business. We do business consulting, and we mean business consulting after building businesses. And so I wanted to speak a bit about selling, because selling is sort of the low-hanging fruit for us at the moment. If you look at, you know, clients calling into us saying, please, can you market our message? Now, of course, there's relevance to that. That's why we're in business. But right now, we feel the free tip here is selling. Is how do you sell in 2020? Now, everybody at the moment is going to be, money is going to be used very carefully. We're all going to be money conscious. What do we spend our money on? As the economy starts feeling the effect of the COVID, and really has, it's going to become more relevant as we go along. But there's also an opportunity now for us to sell on value. And so what we wanted to do is just explain to you a little bit about how we see selling and how that could potentially benefit you. So if you look at selling at the moment, I feel there's panic selling going on at the moment quite a bit. You look at lazy sales. I think salespeople are lazy in our sales approach. We assume the market will take our product. If we're South African, we say, because it's South African, we assume that emotional purchase will automatically be there. And also, we look at disruptions, supply chain disruptions around the world, you know, stock not being available at the moment yet, local companies benefiting from that supply chain disruption at the moment. So now all of these opportunities have become available with us. Now, how do we go and approach those? So what we said was there's a selling cycle. You know, firstly, you need to identify the target market. So are you a product or a service? So if you're a product or a service, who's the identified targeted market that I want to speak to? Now, in that particular market, I need to establish, am I better, am I cheaper, more convenient, more readily available? You know, am I more bankable in rands, because my brand allows me, the quality of my brand and backup service of my brand allows me to bank a little bit more money, or charge a little bit more, which allows me to bank more money. And once you've identified that, you need to have a look at and say, okay, now, how does my value proposition fall into that? So you do a little bit of homework before the time to make sure that you understand what's the value proposition for the client, what's their goals, what's their visions, where does the company want to go, and does your product or service fall into that, and does that make the journey or the goals that they have slightly easier, more convenient, more practical? And once you've identified that, you need to go and pursue that with all might. And what we do is we send out a proposal and we hope for the best, but you need to follow that proposal up. You need to go and engage with them on a continuous basis. And if you feel confident in your product and your service, then that's not a problem to do whatsoever. Also, our existing database. We're now all of a sudden looking for new clients, and of course we have to go and look for new clients, but is there old relationships that we can resuscitate? You know, have we had bad moments? Are we annoyed with one another? Did somebody perhaps skip a payment? Isn't it now the time to maybe hold those hands again and start saying, well, listen, the past is the past. What we now need to do is we need to build on a better economy going forward, and my product and my service falls in line with that ultimately. You know, it's the same thing for us. We say to a plumber, don't tell me you can fix a tap. You know, we expect you to fix a tap if you're a plumber, but what you need to tell me is the piping that you put underground, that pipe is a pipe that's of the best of standards. And when something happens, I'll come and follow that through. I'll come and back up the service that I ultimately offer. Isn't that the messages that we start to want from service providers? You know, the same thing with banks. Don't tell me about your wonderful things. Yes, you need to be modern. Yes, you need to have the software and the app and the technologies available. Yes, you need to be convenient banking in 2020. But I also really care when things go wrong. So that's the messages that we need to start extracting. That's the messages. If we'll feel confident in our backup service, then that's the message that we need to start pushing, you know. And that's why also the identification of the value proposition, it's an overused word, but the difference is that if I have a product or a service and those two align, we become better businesses because of it. Our customers become happier because it's more customer satisfaction. So the value chain in its realest form just needs to be identified again and then pursued with all its might through the sales channels, through the marketing channels. Also, emotional versus relevance. You know, you can't sell emotionally. We have to be relevant in what we do. And if you take and identify some of the points I've just mentioned, then all of a sudden we become an emotional panic selling environment where it becomes a relevant and a real value proposition to pursue and look off between buyer and seller and end consumer. The biggest thing for me then on what we need to do is the follow through. You know, follow through services at the moment, I mean, we hear this complaints all the time. I've done a service, there was no follow through, or took my money or my deposit but never heard from him back again. That's the biggest thing for us, is that we looked at a survey. 68% of people said defect products and non-backup service is two of the biggest complaints in the market. Now, we need to start falling into those two categories. If we fall into those two categories, we've taken care of 68% of people buying products or services that they care about these type of stuff. And that's why, get your sales teams together. You know, get your sales distributions and the channels in which you operate. Get them all together and get them passionate, get them motivated, and get them to sell the value proposition. And instead of mass selling, you know, which is some products and categories completely, there's a place for that. But if you are a specific product or service, target that messages, put a little bit of love and respect into that we do. And that's what we think, the basics that we need to go back to. And of course, we do that with the modern things available to us, which is technology and, you know, speed of communication, the channels that we can communicate with our customers. There's so many of them. And we always say to offer platforms is not necessarily the skin, it's skill. It's the content in what you market in those channels that makes the difference. And that's why we say they're still relevant in service providers. If you can't write what you say, then get a writer. If you don't know how to manage or market the message that you sell, then that's where service providers like us come into play. But let's create a conscious purchasing environment, and let's create a channel where we are all happy, you know, to the best of our availability and our extent. So thank you very much.